All right. Speaking of reaching out, I got a press release earlier today from the NLTA, who are frustrated at the moment with what is happening in Harbor Breton and are asking the government why schools remain open there. And joining me to talk about this is Dean Ingram, the president of the NLTA. Dean, how are you this morning?
I'm good, and I appreciate the invitation to come on.
Well, great to have you. And again, just before we get into this, I say this as a parent in another jurisdiction, but I know teachers across the country are doing a great job in these tough times. And to your members, thank you for the work you're doing, as you describe in your press release. And as I see just about every day I get my son, you're on the front lines of keeping kids healthy and safe at a time when that can be a precarious thing.
Without question. So I'm very proud of the work our province's teachers are doing. They're doing everything they can to work with students in a challenging environment. But once again, we find ourselves in a position where we have to question the difference between public health standards in place for students and for teachers and everyone who enters the school buildings when you compare those to other public services, other public workplaces, other community spaces. Most recently, we saw Central Health issued a public statement encouraging all residents of Harbor Breton, whether they were symptomatic or not, to contact 811 and arrange for COVID testing, further advising all residents to follow the public health measures, mm-hmm. including wearing the mask and to stay at home as much as possible, and to avoid public gatherings. The concern is that if they're issuing those types of guidance, that communicates there must be concerns about the degree to which COVID is present in that community. And if you're concerned and unknown the extent to which it's in the community, having the schools open, it doesn't sit well. It's confusing. It certainly contradicts some of the things we've seen, but once again, we do find a discrepancy between the application of public health guidelines for the general public venues and what we see in our school system.
Let me ask you something here, Dean. You may or may not know the answer, but I've seen this case here in Ontario. And again, every jurisdiction does their things, can do them very differently. But I know in Ontario, if there's a concern of a school in a school about a COVID outbreak, and or there's been a positive test with somebody in the school, a student or a teacher, the public health authority tells the principal and explains to the principal the whole process of what's going on, and then the public health authority tells the principal, at least again here in Ontario, what needs to happen. How does it work in Newfoundland?
These are decisions being made by public health. I've had conversations with a number of departments. I've had conversations through our staff with the school district, the Department of Education, and I've had a conversation with Minister Osborne. These are public health decisions. But for us, the concern is, once again, we see public health issuing a standard for general public venues, but not for our school system. Yeah. If you're unsure of the extent to which COVID is present in the Harbor Breton community, to me, until you get confirmation on that extent, how would the schools be open and cope with it? I've had outreach from teachers since this started over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Inside of Harbor Breton, I've had outreach from teachers around the province with concerns about these dynamics. In fact, this morning on your network, there was actually a story that was ran about a national survey on the mental health and that's taking on teachers across the country. And that discussion mirrors what I've had with our teachers in this province as well.
Now, if I'm following obviously the Harbor Breton stories, most people in Newfoundland and Labrador are, do you still want the schools, would you still like to see the schools closed at this point, or do you believe we're in a safer space in Harbor Breton?
Until there's a confirmation and the testing is concluded, we think that the most prudent thing to do is exercise the same degree of caution within our schools as what we see in other public venues. I've been made aware that the parents in Harbor Breton, because of their concern, have decided to not send their children to the school because they have a concern. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The most reasonable thing we do is, until you get a confirmation, having the schools closed out of an abundance of caution, because right now, the fact, from my perspective, again, I want to stress, I'm not an epidemiologist, I'm not an infectious disease specialist, but when I sit back and rationalize that if they're looking for this mass testing in that community, that communicates to me that they're not sure exactly the extent to which COVID is present in that community. And if you don't know the extent to which it's present, it makes sense to exercise the cautions to one of the places where the community gathers through the children that is in our schools. Undoubtedly, this is extraordinarily stressful for parents, for teachers, for students in the area. As I mentioned, schools are where all of those bubbles in our communities come together. In order to ensure safe communities, we need to ensure safe schools.
Now, let me ask you this. Vaccines. A lot of the designation of who gets vaccines appears to be focused on healthcare and frontline workers, which I assume are other people in the healthcare system. Have you made the case, or have any teaching provincial teaching associations that you know made the case that teachers should be at the front of the line for vaccines when they become available?
Right now, I would certainly recognize that those that are vulnerable, the elderly, those in long-term care homes, health workers, absolutely. But there has to be consideration of keeping teachers safe as well, those that work in the education system. If we're going to maintain our schools to be viable, if we're going to maintain a supply of teachers, who right now with the current guidelines, the exhibit.
Lots of former NLTA presidents have entered into the traditional political realm. Any, will we see Dean Ingram's name on a ballot somewhere soon?
What I will say is that my
Look, you're answering like a traditional politician.
No. My term doesn't end until July 31st.
Okay.
And I would never say no to anything. I would never say an absolute no to anything, but it is absolutely not where my head space is to at present. Right now, I'm focused on doing the job of NLTA president until July 31st. And following that, my position will be returning back to the school system in a position that I've thoroughly enjoyed.
All right. Well, good answer. And again, thank you. Thank you for your service. I would point out, I think there's been one or two, at least one NLTA president who became premier. So it's a good pathway to traditional politics. Thanks for your time today, Dean. Appreciate it.
You're kindly welcome.
All right. Time for a break here on VOCM's Open Line, and back with more of your calls after that.
VOCM's Open Line. Call now. 273-5211 or 1-888-590-VOCM.
We all know we should eat healthy, exercise, and take care of our mental health. So why don't we do it? Well, I'm Dr. Mike Wall. Join me at 7 p.m. each Thursday and 4 p.m. on Sundays on your VOCM. I'll speak with experts in the field of health and wellness to give you tips on improving your overall well-being. I've dedicated my life to improving the lives of people in this province. Now I'd like to help you.
The VOCM Health and Wellness Show is brought to you by Janes and Noseworthy, licensed insolvency trustee. It's okay.
The kettle's on for the Salvation Army's 2020 Christmas Kettle Campaign. We are operating safely to receive your donations until Christmas Eve. It's been a tough year. Many people across our province are struggling right now.